Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Still to come in the next hour of the programme, new information about the link between cannabis and psychosis, why the mysterious death of a British couple in France has investigators stumped, and the best places in the world for a nighttime adventure with travel expert Ed Finn. Now though, newborns face a gauntlet of tests from the very moment that they arrive into the world. It's a crucial time to spot any early issues a child might face and intervene as early as possible. Well, the Irish Independent is reporting today that a chronic shortage of public health nursing services is leaving some parents without any vital developmental checks for babies. I'm joined by Ellen Coyne, who's writing about this today. Hello, Ellen.
Good morning, Claire.
So what have you found?
So what we found is there has been a problem for a long time with a national shortage of public health nurses all over the country, but it has been more acute in Dublin. And over the last week, parents, a lot of first-time parents in Dublin West and Dublin Southwest, have gotten these letters from the HSC where it says in black and white, because of a chronic shortage of public health nurses, the HSC is not in a position to carry out developmental checks on these children. As you say, these crucial checks that should be carried out from when a baby is born up until they're 5 years old. And at the bottom of the letter, the parents were given a QR code that they could scan that would send them to the HSC website that has the My Child booklet, the booklet that everybody gets when they have a baby. And they're kind of told that that's what they can use at the moment. And if they have any concerns about their child's development, they have to go to the GP services, which, as we know, are already stretched and it's already very difficult to get an appointment for a child.
Right. So they're pretty much on their own in some parts of the country when it comes to these developmental checks. And according to what you've written today, it's particularly acute in Dublin, but you have found services are a bit patchy around the country too.
That's right. So Dublin is the only place I'm aware where people have been told that a priority service has been in place, where you're actually not getting developmental checks at all. But at the other side of the country, if you look at parts of Cork and Kerry, there's big sections like Dingle, Ballybunion, Kenmare, Charleville, Middleton, where there are no public health nurses at all. But the HSE is working hard to do what it describes as cross cover, to try to redeploy staff, to maybe use graduate nurses to try to get them in. It's a very difficult position for parents, particularly for first time parents, because if you're watching your child's development, you know, some children start speaking or walking at different times of each other. The anxiety of parents and of some parents who've actually been standing outside public health centres in Dublin trying to get an appointment is that their child might have additional needs. They could have a disability. Early intervention is vital. And as everyone knows, with the state of disability services in this country for children and the waiting list, parents are worried that the safety net, if the safety net of public health nurses aren't there to spot these conditions early, then these children could face a wait of years to get an assessment, to get access to a psychologist. And the other thing that these checks are very important for is actually for postpartum health. When women are kind of in the fog of those early days of having a baby, having a public health nurse come into your house, talk to you, check on you is actually very important for maternal health as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, these really are crucial checks. They're supposed to be a safety net, and safety nets work when they're routine, when they're universal, and that's not happening at the moment for parents in Dublin.
Ellen, on a very basic level, there's a great comfort in the visit from the public health nurse or when you go to the health centre, because, you know, you're upside down and backwards just after you have a baby, and probably for a lot of the years afterwards as well. And the public health nurse is great there as a reassurance that it's okay, you're doing this properly and your child is well and you're doing the best that you can and you're doing everything right.
Exactly. Sometimes that's all the comfort it is. I mean, if you go to these appointments that check your child's height, their weight, their speech and language development, sometimes it could be something as basic as how your child holds a toothbrush. And those of us that have been lucky enough to have those tests kind of take it for granted that you get these appointments. Speaking to some parents in these parts of Dublin, and it's important to say the parts that don't have checks at the moment include some of the most socially deprived areas of the city. There is a sense of unfairness because they maybe have friends in, I don't know, what we might describe as more well-heeled or leafier parts of the city, who have had two or three checks on their children when other people have had none. So that's where the discrepancy is coming up. And as I mentioned, this is a national problem. The HSE has a national recruitment and retention issue. But speaking to some parent groups in areas like Cherry Orchard, they've been told by the HSE that the housing crisis is contributing to this as well, that it's very hard to keep public health nurses in the system, but it's very difficult to keep public health nurses in a situation where they're struggling to be able to afford to live in Dublin as well. Right. And that's making the problem much worse.
You've been speaking to representatives from a group of parents who have come together to try and get something done about this. What is their plan? What are they hoping will happen?
Well, the only option they have is to turn to the GP services. And like you described there yourself, it's a very difficult position for a parent to be put in. Like, you don't want to take up an appointment if you're not actually sure that there is something wrong with your child. But equally, do you want to spend those years, those formative years, not getting the help that's needed if there is an intervention required for your child? And I know that the parents I've been speaking to, the letters that they got last week, that took a long time to get. You know, they've been asking the HSE for answers for a very long time. I know that local representatives like Mark Ward and Emer Higgins have been bringing this up consistently in the Dáil. I think Emer Higgins has spoken on this 8 times. And even last year, the former health minister, Stephen Donnelly, admitted that this is a really bad situation. He described it as an inverse care law, where the people who actually need public health the most are getting it the least. And it's important to say that obviously public health nurses have been redeployed to other services. They're worth their weight in gold. They do everything from newborn checks all the way up to palliative care. They do primary care. They look after older people. They're very, very busy doing other important public health work. But I guess for the parents who've been stuck in this situation, they really have a strong sense of unfairness that this is supposed to be a basic part of our public health service, your first interaction with the public health service when you're born as a newborn baby. And the fact that they're not getting it, they feel that it's really unacceptable.
Okay, Alan, thanks very much for telling us about that. We asked the HSE for a response, and I'm going to read you now what they sent us. They say the recruitment and retention of public health nurses remains a challenge nationally, particularly in the Dublin area, where many areas have difficulties with recruitment or retention. A number of short-term temporary solutions have therefore been taken to prioritise resources in these areas. These include integrating services, reorganising work, engagement with the graduate nurse scheme to fill vacant positions, and in some cases redeployment of staff. Where staff shortages arise, the HSE continues to prioritise and support patients who have the greatest need in the community. The statement goes on to say that if at any time a parent has a concern about their child's development, they should contact their GP or their local public health nursing service. And that's the statement we've had from the HSE on that. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.